This Sunday marks the 25th anniversary of the L.A. riots that followed the verdicts acquitting white police officers in the beating of the African-American Rodney King. Now, you've no doubt been hearing remembrances. Here's one of mine.
There's some rocks being thrown into another. There's a van coming under attack.
Everyone was watching TV that day when the image switched from the courtroom verdicts to news copter footage of the corner of Florence and Normandy. A couple dozen young black men attacking drivers, many who are also black, pulling them from cars, beating them.
He's been kicked in the head. He's laying in the street. Okay, this is it.
And that man wasn't even Reginald Denny. Of course, we didn't know trucker Reginald Denny's name when he came into the frame, pulled by his long blonde hair from the red cab of his 18-wheeler, bashed with a brick, stomped on.
Oh, look at that. Terrible. And there's no police presence down here. They will not enter the area. This is attempted murder.
I called 911. They're killing a man. When I called back, it was busy. So like just about everyone else in L.A., I watched for an hour. Then I met up with cameraman Lee Henderson, a friend who happens to be black and brave. I'm neither. I hid under a blanket in his car and we drove to South Central, where we met a man who said, "My cousin helped save that truck driver." And that led us to the four African-Americans who got up from their TVs when millions of us didn't and saved trucker Reginald Denny.
I'm watching. I was horrified to see what was on the program.
That's Lee Yule, a nurse who was watching at home when her family said, "Lee, we're Christians. We have to do something." So she drove to the scene where Reginald Denny had somehow pulled himself back into his truck cab, his eyes blinded by blood. Lee pushed through what was now a mob, climbed up on the passenger door of the 18-wheeler, and told Reggie she'd be his eyes.
As we came upon the stoplight, I would tell Mr. Denny, "Well, you know, this light is getting ready to turn red." I was telling him what was ahead of him.
I just couldn't believe that no police showed up at all.
That's Terry Barnett. She and her boyfriend Titus Murphy were watching at home when they also decided something had to be done.
At this time, I said, "God, this guy is getting beat crazily. You know, he's really getting beat." And I thought maybe somebody need to go down there and stop that.
They were on their way out the door when they remembered Terry's 4-year-old daughter, Mimi.
We didn't have anybody to leave her with. So all we can think of, we just sat there for about 15 minutes and then decided to take her, and I just told her to lay down in the back of the seat.
When they got to the scene, Lee Yule was now on the floor of the cab working the pedals for Reggie, who wouldn't give up the wheel. Titus jumped up on the cab. Terry, with her 4-year-old hiding in the back seat, pulled their car in front of the truck to run interference. But they were only going 2 miles an hour when Paul Bunyan showed up. That's what it seemed like. Trucker Bobby Green arrived from his home about 25 minutes away. He had to convince the other Good Samaritans that he was one of them.
They thought I was a hoodlum too, you know, trying to take the truck away from them and do something else. When I convinced them, Miss Lee, that I ain't no hoodlum and all that I'm a truck driver, so let me help you and help him. When I seen that big old brick hit him across the head, well, I just said, that was enough. You know, to me, God didn't put us on earth to get beat like a dog. And I was telling Lee and Reggie to scoot over so I could go ahead and sit down and drive. I told Reggie, I said, "Reggie, I'm a truck driver. Let me drive you to the hospital. I have to beg him to let me drive." So Lee turned around and said, "Yeah, Reggie, let him drive. He's serious. Let him drive." So Reggie got over, and Lee got inside the truck. After that, we just took him right to the hospital.
You guys, thank you so much for
saving his life. These people are heroes.
Later, the rescuers returned to the hospital they delivered Reggie to meet his family.
We could just have a few minutes alone.
It's still amazing to me that the news network I'd worked for was not interested in this story. So we finally put it on the primetime show called How'd They Do That? The Samaritans went their separate ways. Lee Yule remains very private. And Bobby, who stunned everyone racing that roaring big rig into the hospital parking lot?
I said, "Man, it's easy, man. If you know how to drive a truck, you could do it." Everybody was surprised. They looked at me, "Yeah, he good in that truck, boy, you know." That made me happy right there. He said if we wasn't there like a minute late, he'd be dead.
Well, Bobby Green was hired by Reginald Denny's Grateful Trucking Company to drive the truck that Reggie no longer could because of injuries. Bobby told us every day when he pulled into work, it was like completing the route Reggie never got to finish. We reached Bobby on the road 15 years ago on the 10th anniversary. Hi, Bobby.
How you doing? Good morning.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to hear from you again.
We asked him then, did he feel like the hero he was on Florence and Normandy?
I was doing my duty as an angel of God.
More like a guardian angel.
Right.
Well, while you were seen as a hero by many, how did people in your neighborhood treat you?
I was an outcast. Reggie, he was white, so they treated me. I was a traitor to my own people.
They called you a traitor.
Right, they called me a traitor.
What was that like to go to court and testify against one of his attackers?
I was nervous for my life. I got tired of people calling me traitor and all that stuff in the neighborhood, so it destined me to move out and start my life over. I like to forget about it, what happened. But you can't forget about it. I can remember everything step by step. It's hard.
Yeah. I'm imagining there are some good feelings as well. I mean, here you are. You're now working at the trucking company that Reggie worked at.
It's a blessing that I like to retire. So he don't have the chance to retire from this company, but I do. I'm going to take his spot and retire for him. I hope. He loves driving these trucks and can't do it no more. I think he got me to fill his dream.
I do think of it from time to time. It's on my mind around this time of the year.
That's Titus Murphy. We reached him yesterday. He and his girlfriend Terry parted ways years ago. Titus has a wife. Their children are almost grown. His is also a cautionary tale about being a hero. We asked him, has he figured out why 25 years ago he got up and went with a child to help a stranger?
As soon as I saw him get hit on the side of the head with the brick, the voice in me told me to get up. So it's like I had no choice at all.
Yeah. What happened to you? How did people respond to you?
Well, most of all, I had positive feedback from what had happened. And a lot of my friends don't even know to this day I was involved in that.
Well, do I understand one of the reasons you moved was because, you know, people who were angry at what you did?
Yeah, I was approached by a couple mostly gang-related individuals that they didn't think it was a cool thing that I did. So I made a decision to move out of the Los Angeles area. I moved down to San Diego. You know, it's a lot easier lifestyle to be able to raise my kids.
Do your kids know you were a hero?
Yes, they do.
Well, that's priceless.
Oh, yeah, it's priceless.
As are the memories of his now friends, Lee Yule, Terry Barnett, and Bobby Green.
This big guy was standing on the side of the driver's side, and I go, oh, my God, I got to take on this guy. I don't know what he wants, but I'm looking at him, he's looking at me, and he's a big guy, and I'm a big guy, and he goes, what are you going to do? He goes, what are you going to do? And I goes, well, I'm going to drive the truck. And he said, well, I'm a truck driver. And I said, cool.
Terry, your girlfriend, running interference, as you said, you on the hood telling Bobby, who was driving, what was ahead, and Lee down on the ground nursing Reginald Denny.
And she was there in the floorboard of that vehicle with him. And it was really kind of a cool thing because the four of us had our four positions. Bobby happened to be a truck driver, and I was there on the side, and Terry actually ran interference for us, and Bobby couldn't see where he was going. And that's what we did. I mean, the four of us, we couldn't do it without each other. There's no one person that could have pulled us off by himself.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, we did everything perfect. I don't think I'd be able to do anything perfect like that again.
Well, Titus Murphy, one of the four rescuers of Reginald Denny 25 years ago, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Okay, no problem, Robin.
Yep.
It's good to talk to you again.
You too. Let's do it again.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, another 25 years from now. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Titus Murphy, one of four rescuers of trucker Reginald Denny 25 years ago Sunday. The others, his then-girlfriend Terry Barnett, nurse Lee Yule, and truck driver Bobby Green. We also spoke to Bobby this week. He's frankly a little tired of helping news people tell his story. He wants to tell it himself. He's written a book, but can't find a publisher. If you're interested, let us know. He has a great story to tell. We'll also post almost an hour of the footage of that day from legendary helicopter camera person Bob Turr, now Zoe Turr. It's difficult to watch, but you will see that there were others who came out that day to shield beaten drivers at Florence and Normandy. They were all African American.